presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX4 calling control tower, CX4 calling control tower, standing by.
Control tower, back to CX4, wind southeast, ceiling 1200, all clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan, coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airwaves, coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
Gang, the scheduled airlines have succeeded in conquering almost every conceivable hazard in flying. But there's one that seems to become worse as time goes on. That's the storm of paperwork and red tape that entangles anyone attempting to make a flight to an overseas point. This is true especially of Pacific air travel. For example, let's take a normal flight of 30 passengers and 50 pieces of freight bound for Australia. More than 1,500 forms must be made out before the plane can take off. The airlines have succeeded in making some progress in simplifying the forms, but even so, 41 copies of a single form have to be made for distribution on a proposed flight around the world. The standard form for entrance into a country usually is one typewritten sheet, but if you go to Siam, you'll have to prepare one sheet 4 feet long. Here are a few more examples. For each passenger flying the Pacific, there must be 23 copies of two forms. If you're going to Honolulu, you need 18 more copies. For Canton, China, 14 copies. And that's how it runs all down through the Far East. All in all, the hard-working airline ground and flight personnel are snowed under an avalanche of forms and blanks. Incidentally, the United States shouldn't complain too harshly about others. Our country demands a raft of forms also for every overseas flight. The great hope lies in the work of the International Air Transport Association, which is doing its best to cut all the red tape and eliminate as much paperwork as possible. I'll be back later, so don't forget to listen. And now to our story. Heading back to Lakeville in the Beechcraft after a long flight from South America, Hop, Tank, Gail Nolan, and young Christopher Cross had a strange encounter with the pilot of a Stinson monoplane, who, flying recklessly, kept crowding Hop until the young pilot, his patience exhausted, turned on the smaller plane and drove it away. But before it disappeared, the boys noticed an odd insignia on the fuselage, a circle enclosing a jagged streak of lightning. They saw the same insignia again when they landed at a small private field to refuel and were refused gas and oil when Hop could not produce a certain organization card. Then, as we left the boys last time, they had landed at another field where they were given permission to gas up, but warned to leave at once. When Hop questioned the field manager about the strange insignia, he refused to answer, and just as tanks started to pump gas into the beach, they heard the spine-chilling wail of a plane diving straight down at them.
Get on, everybody! Get down flat! We're going to be bombed!
Ah, you can't!
Hey, shut up and talk!
Hey! Hey!
Got
three grenades!
Oh, what's going on?
Oh, my gosh, I forgot about Gail and Chris.
Cover your heads and look out!
Hey,
boys!
No, murder! Hop! Hop, you're still in one piece!
Yeah! Gail, you all right?
What's
you two stay where you are.
Pop, I saw the plane just when it pulled out.
With the stick.
I know, and had that lightning insignia. Gosh, sure made a mess out of that hangar. The whole front end caved in.
Hey, fire starting in that wreck. Get an extinguisher, quick.
Hey, fella, where's your extinguisher? Come on, snap out of it. It's all low.
Uh-oh.
What?
He fainted?
Fainted,
nothing. He's hurt.
Oh, God.
Hey, take care of the fire before it hits the gas.
Here, Gail.
Yes?
Come here, on the double. I need you.
Coming. You want me to hop?
You better stand by. Tank may need you.
Okay. What's the matter, Hop?
This poor chap, I think a shot of the last grenade got him.
Oh.
Try to do something for him, will you?
Oh. He's pretty badly hurt. Not much I can do except emergency treatment. He needs a doctor.
Well, maybe a phone in his office. I'll see. Chris.
Yes, Hop?
Help Miss Nolan.
You're back.
Chris, bring the first aid kit.
I'll be right back, Gail.
Ah, I got the extinguisher. Good. Concentrate on the area around
it, Nolan.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Give me two boys'
hands. Oh, here you are.
Thanks.
He's awful white. Think you'll be okay?
No, Chris.
I think I got it pretty well licked around the pump. Anything I can do for you, Gail?
No, thanks, sir.
I got a doctor. He's on the way.
Well, call the state police. They'll bring him out. How is he, Gail?
He's unconscious. Suffering from shock. And the injury, of course. I've done all I can.
Pop.
Yeah?
Hangar's a total loss. Just have to burn itself out.
Yeah, that's a shame.
But the gas pumps are okay.
I'll stand by in case it sparks.
Yeah, I'm watching for him.
Pop, what happened anyhow?
Field was bombed, Chris, by the same plane we saw earlier this afternoon.
The Stinson, the one with that funny lightning mark on it?
Check.
Gosh, what's going on around here? A war or something?
Certainly seems that way.
But who are those guys anyway?
Getting through.
Good.
Lightning strikes.
What'd you say? Lightning strikes. What's that mean?
Organization. Organization. No. No, I won't. Can't take the field away from me. I'll fight him. Field is mine.
Gosh, listen to me.
What organization? What does the streak of lightning mean?
Trouble. Want to take over. Take over.
Take over what?
Take.
How he shouldn't come.
Take field. Take planes. Control. Flying.
There, he's unconscious again.
I guess he's better off that way. But what did he mean, Hop? Ask me something I can answer, will you?
Almost savagely, Hop snaps back at his pal and turns away to stare at the twisted, smoldering wreckage of the hangar, his eyes reflecting his inner bewilderment and worry. A few moments later, the siren of a police squad car is heard, and the doctor arrives to take charge of the injured man. Hop and Tank explain what has happened to the state troopers, but when they ask about the jagged insignia, the answer is vague. Unable to obtain any satisfying information, Hop asks permission to refuel from the still undamaged gas pumps. And when it is granted, he and Tank complete the job in 15 minutes. Soon after, they are airborne, resuming their flight home to Lakeville.
There's something I don't like about that lightning outfit. That's the understatement of the world. They're a bunch of strong-armed guys pushing people around.
Couldn't the state troopers tell you anything about them, Hop?
No.
You made a complaint, though, didn't you? You told them about the Stinson with the insignia.
Of course. They didn't seem to be very impressed by it. Said most of the planes around there had that insignia on the fuselage. What they needed was the registration number.
Oh, fine. With hand grenades dropping, we were supposed to pick out registration numbers.
Hop, we don't have to stop at any other field before we get home, do we?
No, next stop, Lakeville.
Thank goodness. We can just cross this off as a bad nightmare and forget it.
Gail shudders and settles back in her seat. Just as several hundred miles to the northwest, in a small hotel room in Lakeville, two strangers are making plans.
I'll get this, Lucy. They land sometime tonight, so we lay low for a few hours. First thing in the morning, we pay the field a visit. And we try to sell them a bill of goods. They buy, fine. They get a little tough. We show them these papers. They still don't cooperate. We do some persuading. Got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now relax and enjoy yourself, Luigi, my boy. Tomorrow, we got ourselves a busy day.
The tall, heavy-set man addressed as Luigi turns away and lazily stretches out on the bed, his scarred features completely void of expression, while his companion concentrates on a set of papers on the desk, each one marked with a jagged streak of lightning. Gang, we'll bring you the action-packed climax of today's episode in just a moment, so stand by. One of the major post-war problems of our air arms has been what to do with all the planes built during the war. When the battle was on, America's factories turned out fighters, bombers, reconnaissance planes, and other types by the thousands. Well, of course, at that time, they were all needed on our widespread fighting fronts. Also during those years, with about 12 million men and women in our armed forces, there was no problem in manning and servicing the planes. However, since VJ Day, there has been a tremendous demobilization. All branches of the military are now down to skeleton size, and there are actually thousands of planes still in serviceable condition in the hands of the Air Force. But unfortunately, there aren't enough men to use or take care of them. Instead of scrapping most of them, they've decided to store them for possible use in the future. The Navy has come up with a novel idea, and they're putting their surplus planes in storage in bags, closed with the largest zippers you ever saw. The idea is to make up a giant coverall that will fit like a glove over an entire Navy plane, and then zip it on. The covering is light and pliable, and resists deterioration and rotting. A special plastic coating on the giant coverall adds more protection for the planes. The Navy estimates the new system, being developed by the Bureau of Aeronautics, will require only 30 man-hours of work for preserving and taking the plane out again for service. Well, that alone is worth all the effort required in making the zipper bags. For at present, it takes 120 hours to do the job. You know, Gang Aviation is looking to the young people of today to provide flyers and technicians to man the planes of tomorrow. So plan to make your career in the air. For always remember, America needs flyers. And now back to our story. It is late the following morning, and the memory of the events of the night before dim in their minds as Hop and Tank busy themselves in the airport office, clearing away the mound of paperwork piled up in their absence.
Bills, bills, and more bills. That's all the mailman seems to bring these days.
Yeah, let Gail take care of them.
Yeah. Hey, do I hear a car?
I'll see. Yeah, a couple of guys just got out. Brother, one of them's as big as the Empire State Building. What a puss on.
Yeah, maybe some new customers.
Good morning.
Morning.
You Hop Harrigan, the owner of this field?
That's right.
Glad to know you. My name's Brown.
Well, how do you do? This is Tank Tinker, my partner.
Hi. Hello, Tinker.
And?
Huh? Oh, him? He's my partner. Say hello, Luigi.
Hello.
Harrigan, I'll get right down to cases. We represent an organization of flyers and field managers.
Organization?
That's right.
Your organization wouldn't have a jagged streak of lightning as an insignia, would it?
Oh, then you've heard of us already, eh? Fine.
Not so fine, Bob. Get out of here. We don't want no part of you.
Easy, Tinker.
Wait, Tank. Go ahead, Mr. Brown. What does your organization do?
Well, you see, we're kind of a club. We're set up all over the country. Everybody's joining.
For what purpose?
Well, for $1,000 a year, we give you airport owners protection. And it's another $100 a year for every pilot using your field.
I see. Protection against what?
Oh, lots of things might happen, chum. Lots of things. Private flying's pretty risky business. You ought to know that.
It isn't that risky.
Never can tell when accidents happen.
Sorry, no sale.
Now, wait a minute, Harrigan. You better think twice.
He don't need to think twice. Beat it.
I don't take that kind of talk, chum.
You take it from me. Beat it before I...
Eugene.
Watch it, Hank.
Before you what?
He'll let Big Ape to drop his gun and I'll show you.
The gun is my protection, Tinker. Now, are you guys going to sign or aren't you?
It's a fortune racket, nothing doing.
Oh? Well, let's take a look at these papers.
What are they, Hop?
Complaint to the CAA accusing us of reckless flying.
That's right. You remember yesterday afternoon?
What? You were the guy.
Those pictures there show different.
Pictures?
Yes, Tank. A whole set of them showing us banking into them from the left.
A very bad violation, chum. Bad enough to get your certificate yanked. Well, want to join now?
Get out of here.
Eh?
You heard him. Get out.
No sale, huh? Okay, chum. You can keep them papers and think about them for a while. We got the original.
I'm giving you exactly 2 seconds.
Don't throw a fit, Tinker. We're going. But we'll be back. Hey, Luigi?
Yeah.
We'll be back real soon. And by then, you'll be crawling on your knees begging to join us. Be seeing you, suckers.
White-faced and trembling with almost uncontrollable anger, Hoff and Tank stand where they are, staring at the closed door. Suddenly, the young pilot, in a violent gesture, crumples the papers clutched in his fist into a ball and throws them across the room. So, the mysterious organization has finally caught up with him. This is only the beginning of a new rip-roaring, action-packed adventure, gang, so don't miss a single episode. Be sure to tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Come on, Hop! We'll be seeing you same time, same mutual station. Hop Harrigan is a transcribed, copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine.